Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. You're going to be glad you did because Beverly Williams is here. Beverly is our very good friend, a longtime original member of the Brain Trust. And she's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book, folks. It's just one of those resources that you can't do without. If you plan on operating a business from home, Beverly is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, selected, chosen, and honored with that recognition by the U.S. Small Business Administration. Much deserved and long overdue. She's our good friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm always glad to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. The beautiful Garrett County, Deep Creek Lake, Western Maryland area over there.
You guys just
can't get rid of winter, can you?
No, actually, spring was here. We had an absolutely gorgeous week up until yesterday. And then last night, we had snow and woke up to white ground this morning, and it's snow flurrying, but it won't last. So
It's a beautiful little part of the world, folks. If you ever get a chance to go there, I always tease Beverly about it and want to get the weather report because it's like a different world from the rest of the state of Maryland.
Yes, that's true. In fact, a lot of people think we're actually part of West Virginia. We're on the western side of the Eastern Continental Divide, and that means that everybody on the other side, which is most of the rest of the state, has totally different weather than we do.
It's the hillbilly part of Maryland, folks.
It's the hillbilly part. We also
all of them have one leg shorter than the other one.
Oh, thanks a lot. We also have lake effect snow from Lake Erie, so we get a lot of the Pittsburgh weather.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's just really interesting to live here.
It's a great place to be.
It.
If you ever, I'm only dwelling on it a little bit, folks, because I like telling people about cool parts of the world and parts of the country. If you get a chance to go there, check it out. It's really cool. Beverly, yeah. What's the news in the world of home-based businesses?
Well, it's been very interesting. The last couple of weeks, I have been involved with four different couples who are starting businesses, and the husband is going to be
the couples are starting the businesses together?
Well, yes. In one case, it's two couples, and then it's one individual couple and one. There's three businesses involved.
I got you. All
okay?
right.
They're all going to be home-based in some form or another. They all have, the men are the ones who had the business idea.
Yeah.
And every single one of them, that they've been either in my workshop on 5 steps to a successful business, or I've done counseling with them, and every single one, the guy would say, well, that's going to be her job. That's going to be her job. And the look on the woman...
What's your point, Beverly?
The point is we're back to communication needs.
What did the look on the lady's face show?
Well, sometimes it's, yes, I did agree to do that, and other times it's, oh, okay, I guess I better start taking more notes. it's really been
nobody getting hit upside the head with a skillet or anything?
No, not yet. That's
okay.
For sure.
That'll come later.
Yes, but it really is very apparent that in any small business, and when it's home-based particularly, the need for communication is great, and how difficult it is for the two sexes to talk, to communicate in a way that everybody feels that they're getting all the information they need.
It's because we're from Mars and you're from Venus.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I've been wearing my marriage counseling hat a lot lately.
Do you charge extra for that when you have to?
Oh, I wish.
Bring that in?
No, I just.
So did you get the feeling that since it's home based, that the guy, you know, that the guy's saying, you know, sort of like he always says, okay, you vacuum, you dust, you mop, you cook, you know, you think there's some of that going on?
Yes, I do. I think in addition to your wife.
Of course, you didn't come into this with any kind of an attitude, did you, Beverly?
No.
Okay, all right.
Of course not, Jim. I just knew this would be an interesting conversation to have with you. The important point in all seriousness is the importance of communication. And that is something that is difficult and has to be worked on.
It sounds like, though, Beverly, that the women are not as vested in this business plan as the men are. I mean, it sounds like the men are really more the driving force in the business. Is that the case?
In this particular case, they are. They've had the idea. They will be doing the physical work. I have one gentleman who has invented a machine that I believe we talked about on previous shows. Another one who has a construction business. And the two couples are actually resellers of dirt bikes and ATVs.
Right.
And they have, in exchange for some other things, gotten a little garage-type space in a commercial area to actually have the bikes and things there. But they will be doing all the other work out of the house.
So the men are going to be doing these are physical projects. I mean, these are not eBay companies.
No.
They're going to have a physical product. People are going to have to be doing some elbow grease kind of work, getting dirty dirt under their fingernails, that kind of thing. So the guys have the idea that's what we're doing, and the bookkeeping and the marketing and stuff like that. That's what the women are going to do.
That's exactly right.
And is that you're not saying that that's not a bad plan. You're just saying that when it was announced, they hadn't talked to everybody about it prior to the announcement.
They had not talked in enough detail.
Yeah.
The men had said, here's what I think we should do. And the wives have said, okay, I agree and I'll help whatever way I can. And that was the beginning of the miscommunication.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the women felt was the doing everything I could wasn't as involved as the men thinking what everything they could would be.
Is it possible, Beverly, that the things that the men wanted the women to do are things that the men have no idea how to do?
Exactly.
And so, and they assumed that the women would, them being women and being so smart and all, but that the women didn't know it either. So what sounds to me like we got a bunch of components of these businesses that nobody knows how to do it.
Right.
And the men have pawned it off on the women.
Yep.
As we often do. You know, we're really good at getting our needs met, Beverly. You know that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Stand by. We're gonna find out the mystery. We're gonna uncover the mystery here, folks. Right after these messages with our good friend Beverly Williams. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Beverly Williams, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute and the world's expert, probably the galaxy's expert on home-based business. Beverly, we're talking about this these three businesses formed by these four couples. And some of the common, sort of the common thread among them as you counsel them was that the one group, whenever the men in the couples, basically, if something came up that was going to need to be done, if the men didn't know how to do it, they said, well, that's going to be her job.
Mm-hmm.
You got the feeling that's the way it was?
Yes, exactly.
And it was. Do you think there was some chauvinism involved there, if it's a desk job, that's kind of what the women need to be doing.
Well, I don't think it was a deliberate chauvinistic attitude. I think it is typical of husband and wives to have the feeling that, okay, anything inside the house is her job and anything outside the house is mine.
It's classic division of labor among the genders, isn't it?
Exactly. But because there's such a difference in the way we communicate, let's take the two couples who are in one business. They're working from home individually, so they each have a home office, basically. They have a third location where the vehicles are actually kept and sold from. The wives have been talking. The husbands have been talking, but not all four of them talking together.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens, the women were extremely willing to help in whatever way they could, but they didn't have a clear idea of what was being said among the men, what decisions they had made.
Mm-hmm.
The four of them came in last week, and it was really amazing. In about 2.5 hours, we worked out a partnership agreement. We worked out a division of labors, who would be doing what and how they would be accountable and where the benchmarks were, where physical records would be kept. We had two home-based businesses.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who's going to pay the bills? Who's going to keep the physical checkbook? Who's going to pay those bills to make sure they get out on time? How is the other couple going to know that these things were done?
One of the main reasons why, and by the way, Beverly, what a great service you're providing these people. I'm just so proud of you. I don't know what to do for helping these folks. This is an incredible thing that you're doing for those guys. You're probably saving their friendships, their marriages, and probably their businesses too.
Yeah.
But you know, Beverly, the thing is, hopefully in this conversation, in the conversation among themselves, they're being honest about when he says, oh, that's what she's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be honest and say, because I don't know how to do it, even if I had the time.
Yeah.
And she needs to say, that's fine, honey, but I don't know how to do it either. Get me some help.
I will tell you that's exactly what happened with one of these couples.
Good.
The woman said that, and the one couple put in more money than the other ones. The other one is putting in more sweat equity,
mm-hmm.
which everybody thought was just fine, and it was to a certain degree, but then there were some changes made in that one, too.
They hadn't thought through all the details, had they?
Exactly. But one of the women knows more about these particular cycles and so forth because of her husband and her two boys who race and so forth. The other one didn't, but she's willing to learn so that she could help take over, especially during the summer when this other couple might want to be off doing some other things.
The main thing about, it seems to me, Beverly, in a couple of minutes we got left, the main thing about this communication that you're talking about is that it identifies the work that has to be done, the tasks
mm-hmm.
that have
mm-hmm.
to be done, who should do them.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of us know how to do them? And if
mm-hmm.
we don't, where do we get? Do we recognize in the because we had this conversation, we're now recognizing that we need to do these things, and we need to get somebody to help us
mm-hmm.
do them successfully.
Now,
I want to change subjects just a minute and broaden this, not subjects, but I want to broaden this just a little bit, Beverly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're home based or even any kind of small business. And your family is not involved. Your spouse is not involved in the business. Beverly, you've taught us over the years, you've still got to
mm-hmm.
have the same kind of conversations. Okay,
right.
I'm going to be running this business out of the home or wherever it is. This is how it's going to impact our family.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have that,
right.
Don't you?
Yes, you do, because otherwise there's going to be resentment, there's going to be questions, there's going to be miscommunications. And without the support of your family, you're not going to make it. You need their support. When you're living and working under the same roof, everybody is involved in your business who lives in that household.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't feel a part of it, they will inadvertently and maybe unconsciously, they will undermine what you are trying to do because they don't feel a part of it. They don't have to physically be involved in the business
mm-hmm.
if it's not needed or wanted, but they have to be informed, and that communication is absolutely key.
And Beverly, to extend this beyond home-based, if you're not home-based, it's going to change. It's going to be different kinds of changes, but you've still got to have the same communication. Because Beverly, as you know very well, the putting our lives together with our businesses weaves a very fine seam, doesn't it?
Oh yes, it does. Yes,
hey Beverly, thank you for being here. Give us your website again, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
She's the best, ladies and gentlemen. She's also co-author of the 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have that book. Beverly, thank you for being here. See you later.
Thank you.
Good job. Quick break. Right back with a new friend, Lawrence McQuillan. We're going to talk about something he calls the tort tax.
Oh,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.